Hi, everybody. Thank you. That was kind. It is time, you're right, for the good stuff, and it's Mike and Kim. We are delighted to be with you. It's some of our good stuff is sharing with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, because they're good stuff. You might have noticed they're not a glossy, fancy magazine. Maybe you've never even seen an edition, but it's not. It's a newspaper style. They've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting, ranching news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agriculture insights. And I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Make sure you visit them, tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
You know, really, all I should have to say is visit valentine.com and 50 things to do. And you should be able to do the rest with your computer or your mobile device. If you go to that website, you're going to find all kinds of things to do here in Cherry County. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come and spend a little time with us here.
So
whether it's a museum or a fishing trip or a hunting trip maybe later this fall or a camping trip, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy our area. So come check it out. Visit valentine.com. So I have a story about a class assignment. What do you have, Kim?
When I am an old horsewoman, this was sent in by Jaylene Sorensen, and the author is Patty Barnhart. I shall wear turquoise and diamonds and a straw hat that doesn't suit me, and I shall spend my social security on white wine and carrots and sit in my alleyway of my barn and listen to my horses breathe. I will sneak out in the middle of a summer night and ride the old bay gelding across the moonstruck meadow, if my old bones will allow, and when people come to call, I will smile and nod as I walk past the gardens to the barn and show instead the flowers growing inside stalls, fresh lined with straw. I will shovel and sweat and wear hay in my hair as if it were a jewel, and I will be an embarrassment to all who will not yet have found the peace in being free to have a horse as a best friend. A friend who waits at midnight hour with muzzle and knicker and patient eyes for the kind of woman I will be when I am old. When I am an old horsewoman, by Patty Barnhart.
I have a little Johnny story.
All right.
It's a class assignment.
Okay.
So the weekend assignment was to sell something, then give a talk on salesmanship. So Lily, she led off. I sold Girl Scout cookies and I made $30, she said proudly. My sales approach was to appeal to the customer's civic spirit, and I credit that approach for my obvious success. Very good, said the teacher. And little Debbie went next. I sold magazines, she said, made $45, and I explained to everyone that magazines would keep up on current events. Very good, Debbie, said the teacher. Eventually, it was little Johnny's turn. The teacher just kind of held her breath. Little Johnny walked to the front of the classroom and dumped a box full of cash on the teacher's desk. $2,467, he said. $2,467, cried the teacher. What in the world were you selling? Toothbrushes, said little Johnny. Toothbrushes, echoed the teacher. How could you possibly sell enough toothbrushes to make that much money? Well, here's the way it went. I found the busiest corner in town, said little Johnny. I set up a dip and chip stand, and I gave everybody who walked by a free sample. They all said the same thing. Hey, this tastes like dog poop. Then I would say, it is dog poop. Want to buy a toothbrush? Little Johnny got 5 stars for his assignment. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Here are a few things to remember. He or she who laughs lasts.
What?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
If you laugh, you're going to last.
Oh.
You're going to find more fun in life. You're going to be
longer.
Happier. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Here's another one of those. Yesterday was the deadline for all complaints.
I like that one. Look for opportunities, not guarantees.
Okay. Life is what's coming, not what was.
That's a good one. Success is getting up one more time.
Boy, how many examples of that do we have? Now is the most interesting time of all.
That's a good way to look at it. We should look at every day like that. And the very last one of these today, when things go wrong, don't go with them.
Good advice.
Very solid advice.
That's wrapped up another 5-minute segment of The Good Stuff.